it's important to prepare one good start 11. First, we have to see check physically and how they feel, and then it's important to make one start lineup that is competitive start lineup.
Mm. And talking of how physically well the players are, we've seen a couple of your newer players, the likes of Silvio, who didn't make the squad, and Costa, who had a few minutes at the end. Are they still building up match fitness, and are they still a couple of days away, say, from being completely match sharp?
They came from without pre-season, just only taking some training with us. Silvio's injury now, and João Teixeira was inside the game for 30 minutes. He's played very well, and Helder is a player that with this characteristic quality, technical, he needed to work, but he's going to show himself soon.
Mm. We are obviously still in the heart of the transfer window, and there are still plenty of rumours flying around. Still, in particular, Telisca's name keeps getting mentioned, and we keep hearing all sorts of things. Can you just bring us up to speed exactly where we are with that, and are you anticipating any new arrivals in the next couple of days?
You know, the funny thing is that all the times I heard about rumours and I never meet him.
That often is the case. Yeah.
No, of course we are like you say, in the heart of the transfer windows. We're working hard to make the squad very competitive and bring some player that can help the club to be competitive in this season.
And discussions with the owners are positive in that respect. You have the scope to improve the squad.
Yeah, I think that one coach is love to have a competitive squad as a player that they challenge between them, because in this case you can keep the high level of the training, you can keep the high level of the concentration and blah blah blah. The thing is sometimes between thinking and to do, there are a lot of things, so this is our job also, but we are, I think that we have the clear idea about it.